Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Divers will continue the search for six people presumed dead Wednesday morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. USA's Dave Collins has more.
The search for the missing workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore Harbor. The Francis Scott Key bridge span went down around 1:30 Tuesday morning after it was struck by a cargo ship. Officials say based on the length of time since the collapse and water temperatures when six construction workers fell from the bridge, they don't expect to find any survivors.
Hunter Biden's attorneys will be in federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, arguing for the dismissal of tax-related charges filed against the president's son. Biden pleaded not guilty to nine charges, including failure to pay taxes on overseas business income, brought by special counsel David Weiss. The charges carry up to 17 years in prison. Visa and MasterCard are nearing a groundbreaking agreement aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions back into consumers' pockets. USA's John Schaefer.
Traditionally, these fees, which credit card companies levy on businesses of all sizes, amount to a hefty 2% of each transaction, a cost invariably transferred to consumers. Credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next 5 years, followed by renegotiations for a fresh swipe fee arrangement with merchants.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is wasting no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, Tuesday, and later in the announcement had this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military-industrial complex. That health agencies work for big pharma. That the USDA works for big ag and the processed food cartels.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, taking charge of the investigation now into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety record, the look at the owner.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made the ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights, and confirming that he would not face the death penalty if tried there. Staying in the U.K., King Charles III, set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis, it'll be this weekend. Buckingham Palace announcing the monarch will attend Easter Sunday service at Windsor Castle. This, after it was revealed last week that Kate Princess of Wales, has also been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment. Will and Jada Smith are closing down their charity. The Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation is closing after a sharp drop in donations over the last few years. This, of course, after Will Smith's Oscars slap heard round the world, where he walked on stage and smacked host and comedian Chris Rock in the face for all to see during the 2022 Academy Awards. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for the President of Americans for Limited Government, the one and only Rick Manning, joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. You got that that voice working, that raspy voice, huh? That
yeah, kind of the voice that tells you that I'm liable to break out coughing any moment, so beware.
Okay, no worries. There's so much to talk about right now, and what I've been tracking here recently, Rick, is what's going on in the Supreme Court regarding, you know, the whole abortion pill issue, mifepristone. And I don't know if you've been following that closely or not, or in a general context. The Supreme Court is, you know, seeming a bit skeptical that they call it anti-abortion doctors have the ability to challenge the Food and Drug Administration's rules for the common abortion drug. And basically what seems to be resonating here is this, you know, to hear, you know, the Biden administration and the attorney, you know, for the administration suggesting the FDA should be without any kind of challenge, that they're the god of all this. They're kind of the, it's almost like, in a sense, they kind of mock the Supreme Court. Like, what are you doing? Why are you chiming into this? You know, the FDA, they're a band of experts who, you know, did such a great job with COVID that, everybody should just, you know, relent to what the FDA says. Because, you know, last time I checked their batting average, I mean, these guys are just batting 1,000%. They never get anything wrong, right?
For baseball fans, they're below the Mendoza line. So that's batting under 200. I mean,
yeah, right.
You get hit one out of five times, which isn't good. No. You know, one of the things that strikes me about this is that the FDA has always been, when they decided to allow it to be done over the, more or less over the counter, without prescription, let's put it that way, they made a decision that the risks to the woman who takes it, which are really big, really serious, should be ignored. Yeah. And there's really no drug that has that kind of, you know, that's been around for a while. It's not new. It's mm-hmm. been around for a while. They know there's real risks involved. Heck, if they advertise this thing over the airwaves and take 50 seconds out of the
disclaimer.
Commercial for all the disclaimer.
And exactly.
So this is a dangerous drug. Let's just take it down to that. The FDA did not do their job because they did not keep a dangerous drug off the market without prescription because of political influence and not medical decisions. Yeah. That is, you know, first and foremost, if you want to attack the FDA's credibility on this, that's the main point of attack that would be made. The second piece of this is the Supreme Court has been looking at what kind of deference should be given to bureaucrats. The traditional, something called Chevron deference, came where the EPA gave deference to EPA officials over a case involving Chevron. It turned out that the case was completely bogus, but it's a kind of a rule of law now in the kind of the bureaucrats. They can determine what's right or wrong.
Exactly.
And people who are actually experts who sit there say, no, wait a second, this has got a problem, that they get excluded, they get discounted. The court in one of the cases that they're really grappling with right now is how much deference should be provided to the bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. And this case might give us a hint as to where they're going on that. The assumption was that they were going to dramatically decrease the deference to the bureaucrats and put a bevy of regulations under potential, legal attack for not being actually valid based mm-hmm. on facts, based on reality. And so, abortion aside, this case and how they decided may in fact have a real clue as to how much deference they're going to give to bureaucrats, because the FDA is depending entirely on that and none of the scientific evidence.
Yeah. Well, the best way to do that is to open the doors to liability. You know, if you're liable, you know, if you're liable for doing harm, then you got to pay the price. And what's happened is when you get the FDA a seal of approval on this, somehow it's a get out of jail card, or it mitigates some of the liability. And
right.
It's like, look, if you're going to bring into the marketplace, you know, this kind of, you know, these kind of drugs, then you got to be held liable. And the idea that the government is going to protect you, we the people, I mean, we're like saying, okay, we agree to be lab rats. We're going to be your lab rat. We're your Huckleberry here. And so come in and do whatever you want to my wife or, you know, my family members or whatever. And you're not going to pay any price for that. That's ridiculous. The other thing is that's quite stark here, Rick, is that, you know, the judges at times would ask questions about, you know, numbers. Give me the empirical evidence. How many women who have, who have taken this, mail order abortion pill, how many have ended up in the emergency room? And what they don't give you specific numbers. And I am shocked that the judges aren't holding their feet to the fire and going, wait a minute here, you know, and because they all want to talk about who's got standing, who doesn't have standing. And, you know, the third thing I will say is that of all the attorneys that are there talking about this, my question with them, you know, to each of them would be, have you experienced the drug yourself? If you want real standing, I want to know that you've experienced the drug. You have firsthand experience of this drug, of you sitting there over the toilet and seeing the deposit out of your body of your baby lying in the toilet. Okay? So I want to hear that. I want to hear that from you.
Huh? One of the things that we learned in terms of the during the COVID vaccine stuff was that the reports of harm that's been done to the FDA really got buried and they kept that information out of the public eye. And 2 years later, people are, you know, oh, it turns out that there was harm done. And, you know, we had too many, you know, anecdotal stories that told us the harm was being done.
Right.
And similarly, the FDA's reporting on negative occurrences, they're very good at skewing numbers, but We know that they initially were concerned about this. We know they testified they were concerned about this. We know that's in the record from the from when it was authorized. So, you know, that's something they can't run from.
Well, as you say, it's anecdotal. That's what really was the force behind Roe v. Wade, and why Roe v. Wade got overturned was because the anecdotal representation was overwhelming. And I think ultimately this will probably be the case once again. Stand by. We've got more from Rick Manning. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Calling all accredited institutions of higher education. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Evangela Hollowell with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and a proud Hampton University alum. FMCSA offers a CMV Operator Safety Training Grant to educational institutions with opportunities to expand the number of commercial driver's license holders possessing enhanced operator safety training. This grant assists historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. It also helps future alum like me get involved with the commercial motor vehicle industry. Prospective institutions with accreditation recognized by the U.S. Department of Education are encouraged to visit fmcsa.dot.gov/grants to explore the funding opportunity and learn how to start the application process. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's highways. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top. They are fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank God he didn't hang up on me because I was taking him down a road that is controversial. There's no doubt about it, but we want to address this issue. Yes, it's two guys talking about, reproductive health and the care of the women, our daughters in our lives, because women's lives do matter. I mean, which is amazing to me, Rick, that here we were not that long ago, hashtag women, and now the gender is being attacked. It's just really been turned on its head. And I mean, and this is just in a matter of a couple of years. And this issue of, this issue of abortion. And first of all, let me say this about two guys, talking about this. It's in our nature. I was sharing with Rick is that our in the nature of the gender species of the male is to protect the family, protect their women, protect their daughters. That is a natural instinct for us. So when we see danger lurking like this, and especially with the government, because what have we been trained in the last, I'd say in the last decade particularly, not to trust the government? We've trusted the government with COVID. Look what they did to us. I mean, the damage, the generational damage that was done and executed by our government. And don't say they were well-meaning, because clearly this is a political issue, just as this issue right now. When politics gets involved here, Rick, it's like we just we abandon common sense. We just go out of our mind for the sake of political argument. And what's at risk in all this, right?
No, you're absolutely right. It's the fact of the matter is, the drug that we're talking about, the RU486.
RU482.
Drug. Mm-hmm. 42, yeah. I'm sorry. That drug has deadly after effects. Mm-hmm. It is provided without any scrutiny whatsoever, without even a doctor, is really insane. And it shows you how far the FDA has gone, not based on actually rules and science, but based on politics. Mm-hmm. And given the fact that they're now saying, in response to, because remember, this is in response to the Supreme Court ruling about Dobbs. So in response to Dobbs, the FDA is now taking a dangerous drug, and they're pushing it even further in terms of into the mainstream of healthcare. And it's dangerous. It is flat out dangerous. And yes, our job as men is to protect women. That is our job. Women are the survival of the species. Men are expendable when you get right down to it. There's a reason why, people would send, thousands of men running against castle walls and the women were back home, because you need women to reproduce the society.
Exactly.
You don't need, you need only a few men, truthfully. But one of the things we're programmed to do. Yeah. If anybody has any doubt about that, think about who gets to go downstairs when somebody hears a noise. Okay?
Yeah.
In the wife. Wife's not the one going downstairs. I'm going downstairs. Do I want to go downstairs? No. But do I get to go downstairs? Yes. So it is so all in all, you gird up, you do your job, and that's what we're supposed to do as men. And we talk about this. This is dangerous for our daughters. This is dangerous for our granddaughters. And we would be remiss if not talking to not be talking about this based on the facts of the danger of this drug. Mm-hmm. And the danger and how that could affect people permanently who have absolutely no idea what they're putting in their body.
Yeah. Well, 50 years of just, abortion experience and data was enough to reverse Roe v. Wade. Women have realized, they said, the government lied to us. Hillary Clinton, everybody, Margaret Sanger all said this was going to be safe and rare. The Supreme Court said, legal, safe and rare. Question of legal, because you get involved with, some ethics here and some morality. When is it legal to kill somebody? Well, I guess, as long as it's a, you call it a fetus, not a baby, I guess you're okay to kill somebody. And then on top of that, if that's not enough, Rick, they want us to have a shared conscience and payment. You know, and it's like, look at, you know, I can't stop you. If you want to go and defy gravity, go ahead and do it. I mean, you know, I'm warning you, that's not in your best interest. There's plenty of empirical evidence to demonstrate when people defy gravity what happens to them. And in a sense, this is what you're doing. But, you know, I'm not going to pay. I don't want to pay. I mean, it's an ethical issue. I don't want to pay for you to defy gravity. But this is what the feminists want. They want to do as they darn well please, and they want you to pick up the tab. Well, wait a minute, you know. Okay, so let's just say of the population out there, let's just say 50 arbitrarily. We'll just pick a number. Say 50-50. 50-50, you know, 50% don't believe in abortion, don't want abortion, whole deal. The other 50 want it. Okay, well, that 50, you pay for it. And then the 50 that don't want it, when we go to file our taxes, we're going to get a tax exemption. We're going to check a box because this is what this administration is all about. So we're going to check that box that says, look, I'm not interested. I don't want any of my tax money paying for Planned Parenthood or any abortion out of conscience and out of my own morality. So I'm going to claim whatever it is, a deduction, you know, and then see what happens.
Well, that's you know, the fact is money is fungible, and they're going to spend the same amount.
Well, of course.
But that's you know, one of the reasons why we sit there and we say why there's a dispute, why Planned Parenthood has to pretend to be a women's health center and not an abortion clinic,
yeah,
is because even Congress is not willing to fund abortion clinics, but they'll give billions to Planned Parenthood under mm-hmm. the guise of providing women health reproductive services.
Right.
And the lie that they do mammograms and all this stuff, which they may do. They may have a machine somewhere in the back, but that's not what they do.
Well, they checked it out, and they said they don't have a machine.
But the law now allows, and the courts have not struck this down, now allows for there to be, you know, safe zones where 75-year-old grandmothers get arrested and face, you know, a decade in jail for basically trying to provide comfort to people who are going there and mm-hmm. let them know there's an alternative.
Yeah.
That is, you know, you get right down to it. That is, you know, that is where the politics are. That's where how this has been foisted on the people, how this has been forced upon us. There is no discussion about it. There is no discussion allowed. Mm-hmm. This is the God that the left is praying to, and mm-hmm. that's the same people who sit there and yelled about choice for years and years and years. When it came to whether you took a vaccine, they didn't want you to have a choice.
Right.
So it's a, you know, fact of the matter is, this is not about health care. It's not about anything but power and control. And it's, once again, you know, the court will make a decision as to whether or not they're going to allow for a dangerous drug to be basically handed out like candy at Halloween.
Well, yeah, over-the-counter. I mean, over-the-counter. I mean, now you got over-the-counter birth control pills as of first
right.
quarter this year. So that's now available. But
once again,
yeah.
it's really, I'm surprised the obstetricians or the doctors haven't really come out against that, because self-prescribing birth control is really, really dumb.
Right.
Okay, you know, there's actually unless the doctors are completely just, oh, I just prescribe whoever the last pharmaceutical rep is in here, you know, if there's actually real science to it, then it should be prescribed.
Yeah.
Same both drugs.
Yeah, but it demonstrates, Rick, to our earlier point, is women's lives don't matter. Because just as
nope.
you said, they are, you know, they're the pivot point of life. This is where life happens. And for these eugenicists, I mean, it's like, okay, so we can't stop you enough with birth control pills or abortion, so we're just going to go to the host. We're going to the main source, and we'll just obliterate women because, you know, 8 billion people on the planet is unsustainable in their peeny brains. That's what they believe.
You are correct.
It's an attack on life, bottom line. Rick Manning, thank you so much. President of Americans for Limited Government, the one and only. Thank you.
Reports show Florida leads the nation in the sale of illegal disposable vapes from China. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
Because of inaction from the Biden administration, Florida became the number one state for illegal disposable vapes from China. In response, Florida's state legislature proposed a directory to help law enforcement get these illegal disposable vapes off of store shelves. Contact your legislator today and ask for a vapor products directory in your state.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
USA News Update. Search and Rescue turns to Search and Recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Now, someone on the ship issuing a mayday call after losing power, President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
And right now, the FBI says there is no evidence of terrorism.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Martinez here. We're on standby for Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. So how do you feel about this? You know, what's going on with the Supreme Court and, in this debate that's happening and, whether or not you have standing and that. I think we all have skin in the game and we all have standing, but I think it's quite curious, the attorneys that are arguing the case here, in terms of real standing. It would be beneficial to have attorneys who have experienced this mail order abortion drug. Okay, have them talk and address, this issue specifically firsthand. I don't know. The barbarism of our culture has gotten so bad. I have a great granddaughter. She's 7 years old, and I'm thinking how messed up this is right now where we are. What is it going to be like when she's in childbearing years? What is going to be available? What kind of insanity will be available to her when she is in that position, and your great-granddaughter and your children and your wives? This is unconscionable to me, and I'm sorry if I'm going over the top on this, but this is I just think this is incredible, terrific. Jenny Beth Martin is with us on the line right now. Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, we were talking earlier, and I don't know if you want to chime in on this and what's going on in the Supreme Court regarding mifepristone and, and the courts and the way the Biden administration is obfuscating the numbers. There's no empirical evidence. The judges will ask a direct question of these women who have been endangered by these mail-order abortion pills. And they just say, well, it's fine, it's safe, it's okay. They can't answer a direct question by bringing in the facts and saying, look, since mifepristone has been on the market, we've had X amount of emergency room events that have taken place. This is how many women have died as a result of in utilizing the drug. All that stuff is buried. It's just the FDA has determined from, you know, high upon their judgment seat that this mail order abortion pill is safe and, you know, the complications are rare because they say so. And we should just shut up and, you know, pass the pill on to our wives and our kids.
The same FDA who said ivermectin was unsafe and hydroxychloroquine were unsafe for COVID. But yeah. I just don't think we can trust anything about the FDA. And maybe it's trust but verified, but
exactly.
They certainly have burned their ability to be trusted. And when I am not fully versed on every single thing about this medication. What I do know, having gone through fertility treatments, is that when you start putting hormones into a woman's body to change the way her fertility system works, her reproductive system works, it wreaks havoc on the body. And you can't just do that, I guess one can, but doing that without proper doctor oversight and fully explaining to the patient the kind of changes that will happen in the body and the risk involved is
exactly.
Irresponsible. It's medical malpractice, and it's just wrong. And to do that just so that you can continue to have abortions in this country rather than standing for life is even worse, because you're harming the unborn baby, obviously, and you also are putting the risk of the mother. You're putting the life of the mother at risk if she winds up having harm from the medication.
Exactly. Well, tell me, in the history of man, what society has been able to survive the eradication of their children?
There is none. You can't, if we don't,
yeah.
Animals are animals. There is an animal instinct to protect the young, to protect your babies, for a mother to protect and nurture the child she gives birth to. That is instinctual, and it is instinctual because it's how the species survives. So,
yes.
So step back even from nation. It's how a species survives. So when
exactly.
you go and you attack and we normalize and we whitewash harming unborn children and disrupt nature in that manner where the mother is no longer protecting the child, it's harmful to society. I mean, it's harmful to species, of course, if you're dealing with animals, but it is harmful to society. It's harmful to the nation. It's harmful locally. It's harmful even to the mom. Because
exactly.
maybe she doesn't continue that pregnancy and she terminates that pregnancy and she ends that life inside of her. And then she goes on to have other children later. I don't see how you don't think about the consequences of what you did, especially as you wind up giving birth later.
Right.
Life is so precious, and having gone through fertility treatments, I just was so thankful to be able to have a child, and I understand how incredibly precious it is, because not everyone is able to get pregnant easily.
Exactly.
And I went through fertility treatments without going through IVF, but I never would have ended the life of an embryo had I gone through IVF.
Exactly. Well, you see, what you're sharing with us, Jenny Beth, is core information that that's, you know, kind of really generated this groundswell, this organic groundswell against Roe v. Wade, and why the Supreme Court had to enter in and send it back to the states and let the states deal with this. This should be a local issue. It should be a personal issue. Women say it should be between me and my doctor. I said, that's fine. You know, including payment. okay? Because after everything is all said and done, this thing's all being revved up, and it just comes down to who's going to pay for this. You know, as a taxpayer and a man of conscience and faith, I don't want, you know, if you want to go out there and defy gravity, I was saying this with Rick Manning earlier, if you want to defy gravity, that's up to you. You want to live a dangerous life, that's up to you. But don't expect me, you know, don't bring me in, especially on something like this, that challenges my morality and my ethics to pay for that problem. You know, you say it's your body, okay? Your body, your choice, your check, your credit card. You deal with it. But meanwhile, I'm going to take a stand for life and say I'm warning you, because there's enough anecdotal experience, organic experience out there from women who realize, and you hear them say quite consistently, that the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision by the Supreme Court was a big lie. They lied to us. That's what they're saying. And we don't want harm. We don't want harm to happen to our families, to our women, to our children, or our grandkids.
No, we don't want that harm. And you're absolutely right that what happened with Roe v. Wade was a lie. And I think that one reason, you mentioned the groundswell around the country that stood up against it, and ultimately it was overturned. I think another thing factors into it that's very, very important, and that is the advances in science and the ability to do an ultrasound, and the ability even now to do 3D ultrasounds. I think that when you see that life growing inside of you, and that even as a black and white image on a screen, it still looks like a baby forming, it's much more difficult to end that pregnancy and kill that baby.
Exactly. And can you imagine, Jenny Beth, what these, and primarily young girls, young women are realizing when they take this drug and they're in, you know, the privacy, we assume, of their apartment or their home, and there it is. They just, you know, vacate a living being in their bathroom. How do you unsee that, Jenny Beth? I mean, that is just, I don't know. I mean, to me, I look there and, you know, being a guy, maybe I'm not supposed to be that sensitive. Maybe it shouldn't matter to me, but it does.
Well, that's because you're a human being.
Well,
it should matter to all of us.
Yeah, it should. Jenny Beth Martin, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. The website, real quick, Jenny Beth, for more information.
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Looking at our southern border, I mean, it's clear that danger is lurking. The whole mechanism, Homeland Security, Mayorkas, can't even tell us, what we're dealing with here. This is unacceptable that we would have a government official whose responsibility is, the border, because that is tied in with national security. And we've got, reports of, already Hezbollah not even outside. It's no longer existential. They're in the country. Hezbollah is in the United States of America. Hamas has a supply chain and operatives within the United States of America. Mexican cartel in just about every state of the union, they are protecting their interest from human trafficking and drug smuggling and every other evil practice that enlarges their coffers. That last year, just human trafficking alone generated them something like $13 billion in a windfall profit. Oh, Joe Biden and this administration have been bitty, bitty good to the cartels, not to mention the gangs. I mean, look at danger is, like I said, it's no longer existential. It is here. And we have a situation, and I'm just going to bring this up because this came up, last night as I was looking at some things, because I thought, when the bridge collapsed in Baltimore, I thought, this is weird. What's going on here? And the impact that collapse had, I mean, we have no idea. We really do not have much of an idea of the danger that's lurking. The CEO of Numbers USA, James Massa, is with us now. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always good to be here.
You know, there's so much danger around. It really almost makes you paranoid. And you wonder, stuff like an incident that happened. I mean, a ship that, has gone through those waters many times, all of a sudden, it crashes in I don't know. There's so much more, I think, for us to understand. And it's just, it's one of those suspicious kind of things, in my humble opinion, James. And I just, you know, I'm thinking, wow, is this a portent of things to come?
Well, one of the things that I can say is that in order to destroy infrastructure inside the United States, you need to be inside the United States for all, most practical purposes. I mean, short of some type of nation state actually having an act of war with us, you would have to be here. And that's what we saw on 9/11. I mean, it wasn't until people who were terrorists were inside our nation that bad things actually happened. And then bad things did happen. And as you recall, a large number of those individuals were here because, not because they crossed over illegally, which we have that going on, but because they just simply overstayed their visa. And we have 850,000 people this year who have overstayed their visa in the United States.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to enforce the law, then guess what? You get lawlessness that takes place. And you get people who are coming into this country, you know, by and large, you know, Donald Trump, you know, said this quite plainly, that these countries were not sending their best. And then we find out a couple of years later, sure enough, you know, the presidents of the company of these countries, outside countries, are saying, oh, yeah, we just emptied our prisons. And these people with mental conditions, hey, you guys wanted them. Joe Biden said, bring them all. So we just sent them north. You know, and, you know, our problem is no longer our problem. It's America's problem.
Well, you know, and your comment about we sent them north. You know, that's true. But, you know, one of the tragedies right now is that our southern border is not being crossed illegally by people only in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah.
Over 60% of those people crossing our border in the south today are not from the Americas. They're from other nations across oceans. And so whether it be China or whether it be Angola, they're coming here into Mexico or other Central American countries and moving up in a well-funded, well-organized manner and then crossing into the United States where, although Mayorkas may not be able to tell you what's going on in general, he was able to state on the record that over 85% of the people who are into the United States illegally are then released into the United States, and most of them with job permits. That does not sound like the description of a job that has to do with securing our borders.
Yeah, it looks like not only a job permit, but also a ballot for 2024. That's a whole other subject. Not to mention also we've got, thousands of people, you know, forget the border. They're just being flown in now at taxpayers' expense, right?
That is the case. And, you know, the largest mover of people who are illegally present in the United States is the United States government. It's not Texas. It's not Florida. Although that service was really well done to be able to highlight the problem. Who's moving them around is the Biden administration. They're allowing them to fly into Denver, fly into Salt Lake, fly into other major cities directly, and then they're released into the local population. That's why Denver has $100 million shortfall in their municipal funding
their
this
treasury.
Year, and one of their biggest issues is immigration.
Yeah, exactly. Well, New York, the same thing, right? I mean, they're all feeling this. You see, the blue states are especially, these sanctuary cities and such, are realizing what it means to be a sanctuary city. And I'm sure the messaging that's going out within the Democratic Party inner sanctum is that, look, hang in there. It's tough right now, but, you know, what will happen is that all these immigrants who are coming in are going to add to the body count. And when they add to the body count in your particular state and district, that means we're going to get more representation in D.C. because immigrants' lives matter when it comes to politics, right?
Well, it is part of the calculus that is going on to be able to sway the definition of the voting blocks that are being brought forward to the next election and to all the local elections as well. I mean, as you know, there are many municipalities who are considering allowing people who are not even U.S. citizens to vote in their local elections. So there's a tremendous amount of risk to the voting integrity when it comes to allowing this huge influx of people who are illegal aliens by law in the United States.
Well, and they come here. The other thing, too, James, and you and I talked about this the last time, And I keep reinforcing this because nobody else is reporting on it. I don't care. You know, Fox, go down the line. I mean, of course, the mainstream media, the traditional media that has been behind the Biden administration, they're not about to point this out. But the fact of the matter is that these immigrants coming in, they're not beholden to the United States. I mean, you know, coming from an immigrant family myself, I mean, the issue was, hey, look, we need to assimilate. And that's the thing that you heard back in, you know, back in the 40s and 50s as immigration was coming and you had so many people coming into Ellis Island. I mean, from the turn of the century, going back to the turn of the 20th century, you had that where people's ambition was to assimilate and become a part and realize the American dream. This isn't the case here with these hundreds of thousands and millions of illegal immigrants coming in, because in order for them to cross the border, they have to pay the toll to the cartels. And you're not going to get across the border without a bracelet that Mayorkas doesn't, he has no clue about what it represents. But that is a designation as to what their occupation will be as agents of the cartels within the United States.
Well, the complexity of what's going on the border is extreme, but it also is very simplistic. If we're a nation of laws. We have a border. The Congress says X number of people should be able to come in under these circumstances. That's our whole immigration Title VIII law set, and that's what should be followed. This aberration that the Biden administration has, where they have an enormous illegal immigration process going on, is actually dwarfing our legal immigration. And as a nation, we should be able to choose who comes into our nation and who does not. And it just, the law needs to be enforced, and it's not being enforced.
How is Joe Biden getting away with this? He's breaking the law. I mean, forget about his family and all this money that, you know, you're going through all this histrionics trying to figure out, okay, how many shell companies they had and all that. I mean, this guy is just breaking the law. He is violating his number one responsibility, and that is the national security of our country by obliterating our borders. That is enough for me, you know, to fire the guy, get his butt out of there. He is promoting illegality, you know, to no end. I mean, and lawlessness, and it's being, you know, you see it demonstrated on the streets of America. Whether we're talking about, you know, young girls from, you know, Georgia that are no longer, you know, in every state of the union, there has been a casualty at the hands of an illegal immigrant. But yet this president and Mayorkas continue on their ways, which, you know, as you pointed out, James, I agree. He's just flat out breaking the law. How can this be?
Well, there's a limitation as to what can be done. I mean, you know, you can not vote for someone who's not enforcing the law. You can impeach them, or you can withhold the funds they're using to be able to break the law. And that's the tragedy of just what occurred recently with the appropriation
bill
through government. Everybody who voted for that appropriation bill voted to support Biden's lawlessness on the border. And that was a tragedy to our nation. What we need to see the Congress do was, with the power of the purse, say, no, you have to secure our borders while you do other things that the government needs to be done. And that opportunity came and that opportunity passed. I hope we see it when the Ukraine funding or other funding opportunities come up, where they actually say we need to take care of America's borders first.
Why are Republicans flinching on this, James? I mean, that's what they're doing.
The short answer is that historically, any party who holds up the government and doesn't fund it gets penalized in the ballot box. I think that was a false assumption this year. We see polls, and the common person in America knows that the border is broken, and they would have supported the government being stopped temporarily to be able to fix this major crisis that's going on our southern border, and it wasn't done. So I think that they misread the voting population, that they would not have been penalized. They'd have been appreciated and supported in the ballot box had they stood up when they had the opportunity to.
100%, I agree with you. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. James Moss has been our guest. James, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply.
My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...